Oh, honey, baby.
People told us to stop doing that.
Oh.
Honey bee, honey baby.
Guys, honey, it's a free online shopping tool that saves you money online.
Yeah.
I just bought makeup off of MAC Cosmetics.
Great.
I just saved 19 something dollars yes. for no reason, only because I had honey.
Yeah, guys, it's an extension browser and it will go up into the like right or left side of your computer. And then literally whenever you're checking out, whatever you're buying, it will automatically apply discount codes that it finds throughout the internet that you don't have to find yourself. You don't have to press anything. It automatically does it. It's literally free. You're passing up free money if yes. you don't just download it. You're welcome. So, guys.
This is one of my most highly recommended. Yeah,
same. Because it's free, too.
Get honey for free at joinhoney.com/daddy. That's joinhoney.com/daddy.
Even though time has gone on and we may not have mentioned it, we still think khakis are disgusting. Khaki addicts around the world, you need Stitch Fix.
Your little high top Nikes with a little strap that's flapping around on that big chunky shoe, you might as well be wearing Etnies from the 90s, and those little khaki cargo shorts need to fucking be burned.
They need to go, guys.
Stitch Fix.
Stitch Fix. It's going to basically hook you up. It's an online personal styling service that delivers your favorite clothing, shoes, and accessories directly to you, okay? They have brands that you're going to know. You're going to love them. When you go on the website, you'll see it. And you basically get hooked up with a personal stylist that's going to send you handpicked box items that fit your style and your preference that you tell them about. And then you're going to be Gucci.
There's no subscription required. And you get to pick between automatic shipments or only getting new pieces on demand. And most importantly, shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free.
Go on stitchfix.com, guys, and you are going to get 25% off. That is stitchfix.com/daddy. Again, stitchfix.com/daddy, and you're going to get 25% off.
Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
Hello, people. It's me.
Hello, earthlings. Greetings.
Greetings.
It's the call her daddy bitches back at it again.
I want to apologize. I didn't even do that on purpose. I really didn't. I want to apologize in advance for my voice because I kind of am losing my voice, but that's okay. We're going to power through.
That's fine.
I lost my voice because of this bitch right here.
Yourself, yes. I understand, and and that's fine. And I'm sorry, Sophia, you put yourself through something that required you to lose your voice.
Were you about to say boys will like it?
Mm-hmm. Boys will like it. Everyone else will hate it.
A little sultry.
A little sultry.
A little like cigarette smoker, but in a hot way.
Ew. So Sophia's losing her voice.
Because of Alex.
No, it has nothing to do with me.
Alex forced me to go out last weekend.
And I also forced the alcohol down your throat.
Kind of.
No.
I would say so a little bit. She wanted me to rage until 5. This is the thing. When Alex and I go out, we go out.
Everything has to be
out
and about until like, the next day.
There are no limits. The limit does not exist.
And this is not even us being proud.
No.
We talk about it afterwards. We're like, why did we do that?
I'm regretting it. Now.
It was about days later.
I think we should tell everybody step by step what happened because
next
it made me lose trust in all men.
Yeah.
But we'll do that next week because we have way more important things to discuss.
Yes. So Valentine's Day is coming up. What are you doing for Valentine's Day? I like how it's on a Friday night because I do selfishly think because I've been single on Valentine's. I am fucking single on Valentine's Day. But if you don't have someone that you're like hooking up with, I think it's nice that it's on a Friday.
You can like rage with like your girlfriend.
Yeah, everyone that's single out there, don't feel fucking bad. It's the stupidest holiday.
What I'm doing for Valentine's Day, I think I'm going to All-Star Weekend because if there's something that you guys didn't know about me, it's I love basketball. Fucking hole in one, fucking pointer down the lane, up and down the court, hit him with a 3-pointer, hit him with a shooting star.
And I know.
What's the one that's like from really far away? 3-pointer.
Yeah, 3-pointer.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I love that for you.
Yes.
I cannot. Oh my God.
He really gets me.
He's like, baby, I've got something planned. And you're like, what? You're like expecting like a romantic getaway to a spa. He's like, All-Star Weekend basketball, you and me, let's go.
I'm kidding.
Jesus Christ.
It will be fun.
No, yeah, it'll be fun for you.
But I think what you were really asking me is like what I'm going to get him.
And I already know.
And I don't, you know, because I don't know.
I wish you guys could see Sophia's body as she's saying the whole Valentine's Day. No, you thought I was saying like you naked? Like, God, she is gained and she is sloppy. Dude, no,
I thought you were, because I thought we were both thinking I'm gonna wear lingerie for him, and then I thought you were about to be like, her body does not look good and she's gotta get it together
by Friday. No, I was saying your body language right now, speaking, Sophia, the way she's speaking about Valentine's Day, you're flopping your hands. You look so defeated. You look annoyed. You're like, God damn it.
I know.
The other week, I asked Sophia this question. Her mom was visiting. We were leaving a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, your mom was trying to figure out her Valentine's Day, too. We're all like, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? And Sophia gets into this, like, manly, walking, urgent position and walks past both of us. And what the fuck did you say?
I think I said that I am going to do what everyone does, wear lingerie and suck some dick in front of my mom.
You're like,
which is my favorite part.
The best. Your mom just kind of like stopped and looked
everyone
at me.
Everyone loves
like, she's
to
fine,
do that.
She's fine. She's fine. No, but you were so aggravated. You're like, I guess just suck dick and get that lingerie and fuck me, you
because
know?
Because
no, I get it.
I will probably end up doing what every basic bitch does.
Yeah,
like why do we have to make it so sexual? Like
we don't.
What if we were just sentimental? Why does it have to be so sexual?
That's true. And that's actually such a good, I've been trying to work on that. I, with my therapist, was talking about love languages.
You know what those
are? Actually, they just mentioned that on The Bachelor the other night. Wait, this was funny because I know you don't watch it. The girl goes up to the guy and sits on his lap. And she's like, can I sit on you? And she's like, physical touch is one of my love languages. And I haven't had like physical touch with you in a while. And she just sat her fat ass down, like,
wait,
on his dick.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, okay, hold on, because people might be confused. There was a book released.
Yes.
Honestly, I think it was released, like, in the 90s.
Okay.
But then I think it, like, caught on and became really popular, like, a few years back.
Right.
And it's called The Five Love Languages. And yes, pretty much what it is it says that everyone expresses and receives love in one of five ways.
Yes.
And then this guy explains what the five ways are. And you're supposed to know how you give love and how you receive love.
Yeah, and I didn't know that until this year. And I guess so the five love languages are physical touch, words of affection, quality time, gifts, and then acts of service.
Words of affirmation.
What did I say?
Maybe affection.
Dirty
I
talk.
Know.
I don't know. Okay, sorry.
Alex's gifts and physical touch.
She just likes to get fucked.
And then she wants like a Cartier bracelet next to the bed.
Yeah, literally. That's what Slim Shady thinks. But no, I actually recently was talking about that with my therapist, and she was like, your two top ones that mean something to you,
ouch,
like that you want your partner to show you, they could have complete different ones.
Yes.
So it's important to be on the same page as them of like what your love,
yes,
language is.
I brought this up to Suit Man. I only knew how to receive and I didn't know how I give love. And he legit was like, so that is kind of fucked up, and you should probably know how you give love.
That is actually so. Sophia, in a relationship, I remember, this is such a tangent, but I remember Sophia looked at me one day and is like, I could never date athletes like you do. And
no.
I was kind of like, oh,
very
like,
true.
Why? And you were like, I could never, mm-hmm, be like a fan of someone supporting them.
No.
I need to be the princess in the relationship.
Yes.
And all the attention is always on me.
I stand by that 150%.
And I was like, holy.
I couldn't do it.
So that makes sense. You don't know how to give. You just like
but
to
I'm,
receive.
I'm just saying, guys, if you try to find out what your love language is, then
yeah,
know how you receive and also how you give.
Oh.
Because life really is about giving and receiving.
I hate that I'm exposing myself, but I don't know how I give. I just know how
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, wait, what are your love languages?
I receive by quality time and words of affirmation.
Oh my God, those are my top two too.
Really?
Mine's quality time is the first one, words of affirmation, and then physical touch. And then gifts and then acts of service. Okay, bitch, fuck you. I'm not as fucking surface level motherfucking gold digging as you thought.
I just want to meet someone, because I've asked this question before. I want to meet the person that's like gifts. My number one is gifts.
I kind of thought yours were going to
be amazing.
When Sophia doesn't get a gift, she was like, if Suitman doesn't get me this gift for Valentine's Day, we will be breaking up. I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, I will be
what
single.
Are Suitman's? What are his...
You know, he did tell
me.
Oh,
Sophia!
No, wait, hold on. It was, I
already know, Slim Shady's were, his was, words of affirmation was number one, and then number two was acts of service. So,
That's not good for our friend Alex.
So, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm supposed to do little things to show that, like, I'm partaking
right.
in
you're
this.
Like, you're the least sentimental girl I know. So that must be difficult.
So, no, it's been hard. So, like, I remember when I left our trip, I ended up, like, writing him a few notes. And I left, like, one on the bed. I left a couple, like, in his clothing that he'll find.
Cute.
And he was like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm really trying here.
Let me put it this way, guys. When my birthday was coming up, Alex turned to me in the back of an Uber. I'll never forget it. And she said... Can we just not do the present thing? Can we just not do the present thing? Because, like, I don't know what to get you. And, like, it's just, who knows?
Tell me
and,
you were happy.
I was so relieved and so happy.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know, but I love that you said that. And I think we should continue that tradition.
We had the conversation.
I think we should never.
Ever.
Please.
Sophia and I get gifts for all of our friends. And we were literally talking about the other day. We were like, we are so happy that the two of us have this amazing relationship where I'm like, it's your birthday? Now fuck off.
Yes, exactly.
And it's
happy
great.
Birthday.
Great.
And we move on.
And we So anyways, love language, this, that. Here we go. I think it's really interesting now that we just went through that. I didn't even realize... We've never told the daddy gang our whole thing about how we don't give gifts to each other. And, like, I love that about us. And I think it's interesting that, like, you and I are so different in our male relationships. But with our relationship together, it, like, couldn't be more perfect. Because people are like, how the fuck do you guys live together? And I have never in my life been more compatible living with someone.
It's just
wild.
Like she's the yin to my yang.
No, but
she's like, it's gonna smell like weed. I'm like, no worries. Like
I'm just gonna have a panic attack. No, but the way we live together, it's like we don't. When Sophia and I go into our rooms, we like are so good about personal space. We never bother each other. Our messiness level,
yes, but we're not so fucking disgusting that.
We're disgusting together.
Yeah.
And then we decide to clean it up together.
We're really very respectful.
Look at us. So I guess that we're just putting all the rumors to bed. If you thought we hated each other, we do. But living wise, it actually really fucking works. Guys, Adam and Eve, you know the drill. You're going to select almost any one item and you're going to get 50% off. And then with that 50% off item, you're also going to get 10 free gifts. Okay. You won't see it in your checkout box, but when you get your actual package, there will be 10 little free things in there too.
Right. You guys can pretend that you're going to get all creative about your Valentine's Day gift, but let's be honest, it's either going to be lingerie or lube or a sex toy. So Adam and Eve is the way to go. I know that's what I'm going to be doing. Also, they're offering free shipping.
So guys, go to adamandeve.com and use code HERDADDY. Okay? That is adamandeve.com and code HERDADDY.
Because without the code... You're not going to get all of this free Valentine stuff.
I want to talk about getting fucked. Every whore in the world on Friday, February 14th, you're going to be getting fucked.
Right.
You're going to be getting fucked whether it's because you're single and you just want to go find a guy that is not also single.
Or you're going to be fucked because he stood you up and you're alone and you're going to fuck a dildo.
Or you're in a relationship. Healthy, health and wellness.
Yeah.
So So
there will be a lot of sex.
And I want to talk about getting fucked from behind. And I want to give
That's the most romantic position.
No
for
eye contact.
Day.
His dick is in your ass. Yeah. Okay, so getting fucked from behind, I was talking about with Sophia. We want to give you guys some tips because tips of getting fucked from behind are always what a girl needs, always what a girl wants. And also we're helping out the men out there because all of this is just to make your ass look better.
Yep.
So while I was having sex, I was thinking about Call Her Daddy. It was kind of cute.
Like you were thinking about me. That's kind of weird, but also thought about you before.
So I was getting fucked from behind and I was like kind of paying attention to what I was doing. I wasn't blackout for the first time. And I realized that there was something I was doing with my feet and my arms that I want to share with the daddy gang. Everyone assumes that when you're doing doggy, you have your hands on the bed, like your palms,
yes,
and you're like kind of in a bridge position,
like when you were a kid and you would walk around pretending you were like a dog or a cow.
Yes.
You know,
that's a perfect example. Then fast forward and now you're just getting fucked in that position when you get older. So I was realizing that every time I've been getting fucked from behind lately, I haven't been on my hands. I've been levitating. I'm out in this bitch levitating. What?
Okay,
so, no.
What have you been on your face?
I just get railed. No, okay, so what I've been doing is I have been getting down on my forearms. Kind of like I'm doing a plank, but like lower. So,
right.
So basically, my ass is up in the air and then the rest of my body is in a downward arch all the way down so that I'm on my two forearms and my forearms are like right underneath my face and then my face is like pretty much down at the mattress.
Face down, ass up. That's
okay.
The way we like to fuck.
There we go. And I know it's like a very basic little tip, but I do think that there are a lot of girls that are not doing this when they're getting fucked.
Yeah.
Your body looks so much better in that position.
Yes.
Because a lot of times I feel like girls, when they are just doing the regular doggy, you see the memes where the girl looks like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Right.
You
she kinda, looks like a cat.
Literally.
A scared cat.
If you can't take dick well, also, that's fine. This actually position can make it easier for you to look like you're taking it, mm-hmm, even though it can still, like, maybe it hurts you.
Yeah.
But you can't really have hunchback in that position.
I think the forearm is
forearm
key.
Is great. The second part of this that I ended up doing, that the guy went fucking crazy over this, I took the top of my feet and I wrapped them around the back of his hamstrings while he was fucking me from behind.
I actually did that a couple weeks ago too.
And it is, okay, how great?
It's great.
So
it's great.
What the feedback, I thought it was great, but I didn't, like, it wasn't anything special to me. It was more the guy's feedback of it. After we had sex, he turned to me and was like, when you put your feet wrapped around my hamstrings, I was able to kind of go even harder with my stroke because your legs kind of keep your bodies a little bit tighter and closer.
Yes.
And that way he is like kind of pounding you a little bit harder almost. And he has a better like grip on your body.
He has a better grip on your body.
Whoa. Christian.
Christian.
Whoa.
Christian.
Sophia, come back.
Guys.
Whoa.
Holy shit. I'm okay. What the fuck was I saying?
You were saying he has a better grip on your body and...
And you have a better grip on him.
Yes. You don't feel
so
like you're going to go flying.
You don't feel like you're just kind of an object that he is fucking.
You're kind of a part of the motion of thrusting.
You're part of the sex.
So, girls, put your legs behind his hamstrings and latch the fuck on. Be a clingy bitch in this position. This is the only time we're going to say you can be clingy. With the top of your feet.
She's
here.
Doing it.
She's
doing it.
Look at you just doing it. Thank you.
Doggy is also one of my favorite positions. I've been doing it where I've been laying down, but the guy put a pillow underneath my pelvic bone.
Okay. Yes.
And because he did this, you can imagine it. There's like a curve in my back.
Right.
And then my ass is like a little bit more up in the air, and then it's curving back down.
Yet again.
And so like the entire emphasis is on my ass.
Yeah.
Also, what I did, and I didn't even mean to do it, which I only realized later in the sex tape he took of me.
As I was watching my body in this sex tape.
That's actually not even a joke.
No, it's not a joke because she showed me. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
When we finished,
yeah,
he was like, that was so fucking hot. And I was like, yeah, I bet my ass looked good.
You're like, yeah, I know.
My ass, yeah, totally. And he was like, no, like, obviously the ass looked amazing because it was propped up on the pillow. But your, and this is going to sound weird. Okay. And people are going to be like, you amateur.
It's okay.
He said that my back and like my shoulder blades looked so hot.
Okay.
And who I was like, man, what are you talking about? And he's like, let me show you.
He's like, let me pull up the sex tape. Hold on.
And I looked back on the sex tape, and what I was doing is I had my arms, they were super close next to me, and it looked as if I was about to do a push-up.
Okay.
But my arms were right next to me.
I think when you were explaining it to me at home, you were saying you also were like grabbing the sheets.
I was like gripping the bed. So like with every thrust and stuff, like you could see like my shoulder blades like engaged.
Yeah.
And like it just showed like, you are fucking me. I am holding on to this bed.
Like it hurts. Yeah. Please stop.
Yes. Like, it kind of did look like that.
So I think that's really hot. And
Alex, you saw
Yeah.
So you can maybe explain it better.
Well, all I have to say is, my God, I mean, the ass on her in this position. No, Sophia's body, I've seen you.
Yes.
And you've got a great, nice butt.
Thank you.
This made it look something I've never seen.
This made it look like what it's not.
What it's not.
Yes.
And it literally made you look like you have like a fake ass.
Yeah.
And then because your whole body, when your arms are close up next to your upper torso, like your shoulders.
Yes.
Your upper body looks so small and thin and narrow.
Right.
Keeping your arms
super
close.
And the waist too.
Yes. And then your ass being up
huge.
On the pillow looked ginormous.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is fucking great. So women around the world, everyone grab a pillow, get fucked, or get down on your forearms this lovely Valentine's Day.
That's all I've got.
Me too. I'm
too sick for this shit.
Take a swig of your tea while we move on to something that...
Dude, you sound like you're like operating like a... like a roller coaster, like a plane.
Please take a swig of your tea while I ramp up the next ride. And the next ride is about to be quite the ride. Sophia and I have talked about the men we're talking to, which...
We gotta stop.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be out soon. We fucking hate them.
I mean, one in particular.
Yeah. But Sophie and I have talked about our guys, and we always read all of your DMs. We read all your questions, as many as we fucking can. We're weirdos. And a lot of people are like, congrats. Like, that's so fucking great. How the fuck did you guys meet?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, child, that's a really good question. We kind of tell you guys all about the sex, and again, in honor of 2020 feelings and more in depth of like realistic shit.
Mm-hmm.
We want to tell you guys
that all three men
that we're talking to right now, and I say we because we're talking to all of them. You write my text, I write your text.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All of them were met on a dating app.
Boom.
So all those people out there that, you know, try to talk shit on dating apps, because I feel like a lot of couples are embarrassed to say we met on a dating app.
Shut up.
Be quiet.
just
be quiet.
I remember there's so many people I've met that like whisper when I'm like, how'd you guys meet? And they're like, oh, Tinder. And I'm like, why are you whispering? That's dope. There's something about dating apps that people are so embarrassed still to this day to admit that they found their husband or their wife or their significant other on a dating app. And it's like, why?
I was at a dinner and this really cute, successful girl was complaining about all the men out there and how she like can't find a guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you on any dating apps? And she said, no, I just don't do that.
Fuck dating
I don't fuck with dating apps. I think they're ridiculous.
And you're like, oh, well, you're fucking single, so.
And I'm like, and there, she really had no reason, you know? Yeah. Like, she didn't have, like, a real reason to give me. There's just, like, a stigma around it.
It's so annoying. And so we just wanted to say stop the stigma because I get it. It's more romantic to meet in person.
There's something about people wanting the serendipity of it.
Of meeting in person.
Yes. Like they want to be
strolling into the grocery store
with their shopping cart and they take a swift turn into aisle two and they accidentally bump into someone else's grocery cart. Ooh. And it's like bumper cars up in this Ooh. Bitch. And there's a tall, dark and handsome man on the other end of the other shopping cart. Oh. And he says, wow, you get those organic eggs too? Oh. And she says, yes.
I could cook them for you sometime.
I would love to cook you some eggs. And he says, oh my God, how about now? And then they check out together and then they go back up to the apartment. Ooh. And they end up getting married.
Yes.
That's what everyone.
And they, you did what? And then they're married and it's so cool.
And, but that's what everyone wants. Like they want that movie where that shit happens. I don't know what movie it is. I think there is a movie like that. But the thing is,
just stop.
I order groceries.
Yeah, I don't go to the grocery store. I don't leave my apartment other than to come film this podcast. So
the dating app is the way to go.
Yeah, so we both, so Sophia met Suitman on a dating app. And I think that you should really take us through the journey of how you met him because it's pretty fucking great.
Okay.
Like detail by detail and don't leave one out. And if you try, don't worry. I'll come right in because I know it all.
Let's start from the beginning. I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm sitting on the couch next to my mom. I'm severely depressed for reasons I can talk about at a later date because that is not what we're talking about now.
Okay.
She grabs my phone and she's like, I am so done with the douchebags you're dating. Give me the phone.
I am so done with the depression.
You're getting fucked. And I'm, She takes my phone. And she starts showing me guys and she's like, ooh, what about this one? And of course, the guys my mom is wanting to heart. I'm like, get him out of my face. Mm-hmm. Disgusting. And she keeps like going through people and she comes across this guy. And it says, just here for friends.
Oh.
And as we've previously discussed, that means that he thinks he's slick.
Slick.
And he thinks that by saying just here for friends, he can manipulate the situation and make the girl think that he just wants a friendship.
Yeah.
He's Christian and he wants a friendship. But what he really wants to do is make you think that and then fuck your brains out and then leave you on the side of the road.
Dive into the pussy and then throw you into the dumpster. Right.
All under the impression that he just wants a friendship.
Get out of here. Every man with that on your dating profile. Sophia and I have literally said we'll never match with people. Well, here she is.
Well, I said no.
Yeah.
I said, no. Mom, he said he's just there for friends. And of course, my mom's like, oh my God, that's amazing. He wants friends. And I'm like, Mom, get with the program, you dumb bitch.
She's like, he looks so nice.
Oh, God. His profile. Things like I practice yoga, meditation.
Disgusting.
I don't drink alcohol. I'm allergic to clubs.
Pictures of his dogs.
Pictures of his dog.
Disgusting.
I told my mom, that's going to be a no from me, dog. So then she...
You're like holding up the meme of Randy Jackson and you just stare at her. No for me, dog. Thank you, Mom. Oh,
she doesn't give a shit. She gives him a big fat heart. She's just going through. Mm-hmm. I'm laying there. I'm sad.
Gosh.
She's like, can I message him? And I said, no. And she said, I already did. I was like, okay, can I see what the fuck you wrote?
She's like sexting him.
My mom, first of all, sent the first message.
Oh, okay.
Which I promise you. Okay. After being on dating apps for years, I never once was the bitch that reached out first.
No. Well, no, dude, you don't even check your dating app. When Sophia was like really trying to be active on this dating app, she would have, when I tell you, like 102 notifications. And I'm like, Sophia. And the only way Sophia would ever interact with these people is if she like needed a night out. So I'm like, okay.
No, Alex and I know this is a tangent. Alex and I would use, I love how you say Sophia.
Yeah.
Because Alex is doing the same shit. Alex and I would use dating apps essentially as
to party
apps connections.
Like, you would message a guy, it would be Friday night, we'd be like, ooh, like we don't really have too many plans. Sophia'd be like, hold on,
let me reach out to at least 10 randoms on the dating app and let's see.
And we just say, what are you doing tonight?
Yep. And the second a guy responded with, oh, you know, I'm not doing a lot, like, would you like to go out to dinner?
Nope.
But we're not answering him.
Nope.
Next guy.
And like, if one was like, oh, I'm going to dinner with friends, amazing, we're coming.
Yes.
So that's kind of how we were networking in the dating app. We weren't really there for love. Mm-mm. We were abusing it for partying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, do you have party favors? And like, can we go to gospel later?
Like, ooh, Casablanca. And they're like, I thought this was a date. And like, you're next to me or I'm next to you. Yeah. Fucking wasted. Okay, so back to Suit Man. Your mom messages him.
My mom messages him. And she says,
oh,
too bad you're here just for friends, because I think you're hot and I'm looking for marriage. Guys, that is verbatim what my mother wrote Suit Man. That was the first message he got from my mom, aka thinking it was me. So the journey begins.
That is so... Oh my
God. My mom is out of control. I'm like, Mom, I'm here what is for wrong marriage? With you?
Who would ever send that?
So, and I'm sure you guys are wondering, I asked him later on and I was like, how are you not freaked the fuck out? Why did you even respond to that? And he was like, normally when a girl reaches out first, I think there's something wrong with her, which I found interesting. Oh. And when I think
there's something wrong with her.
Yeah. He's like, she wants something from me.
Oh.
Like, girls usually are like, getting
pursued. Seems like a little bit of a personal, deep-seated issue, childhood issue.
Yes. So then he said the only reason he engaged with it is because he did find the message a little bit funny, although creepy, and because of the way I looked.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
He was like, I looked and I thought you were attractive.
So I was willing to take the crazy for a second. Yes. I wanted to take
it
for a
ride. They always fucking are.
Yeah.
So there's like a little conversation. And then I don't respond to him for over a month.
Beautiful. you leave.
Because I wasn't partying.
No.
So I didn't need to.
Because, yeah, you weren't partying one and you weren't with your mom anymore. Yeah. You're like, I don't go on that app anymore. My mom goes on it when I'm in Salt Lake. I'm on it. When I'm back in New York, no.
And it was my mom talking to you. Right. So anyways. I'm back in New York. He reaches out again. It's like a month later. And he says, I hope you're not responding to my messages because you're just a really slow reader.
Oh, although she is.
Although I am not that slow.
Not that slow, buddy boy.
So I kind of thought that was rude, but then I also thought it was funny. And I think I sent him one thing.
Like, ha ha.
Ha ha.
Are you going out tonight? You partying? He's like, I don't drink. Right. You're like, okay, never mind. Absolutely unmatching.
I'm like, oh, I remember who you are. Right. Moving on. Another month goes by.
Wow.
So this is like 2 months, okay, mm-hmm. since that fateful day that my mom messaged him.
Tell him now.
This is where the story gets good. I'm going to ramp it up. Everybody
get
ready.
Here we go.
There is a guy that I grew up watching on TV.
Yep.
He's not that much older than me, but I remember having the biggest crush on him when I was like in high school.
Okay.
And we matched on the app.
Okay.
And we started talking. And I was so goddamn excited.
You were so excited.
I was so excited. We kind of were going back and forth. Like, we kept like not being able to like meet each other.
Right.
And finally we set the date.
Yes.
And I mean, ask Alex. I got a spray tan. I got the hair done. Yes. I was like,
she went shopping for an outfit.
Yes.
Scheduled the spray tan, yep. Nails done, hair done.
Yes.
And when I tell you this woman walked into our apartment, yes. Our disgusting apartment, she looked amazing.
Yes.
Like you looked, and you hadn't been eating for a week.
I wasn't eating. I was like, no, I think this guy like could be it.
You were so excited.
Yeah, I was so fucking excited.
We basically like didn't work that entire day so you could get ready for the date.
Yes.
Yes. And I was so excited for you.
Yes. And Alex was like, oh my God. This and I'm great. Like, oh my God, I've had a crush on him for like 10 years.
Yes.
Wow. He's going to listen to this and be like,
he doesn't
Jesus
know who he is.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't even know what he did to you. He has no fucking clue.
Well, actually, there's another story about that I'll tell later. But anyways, this had been the first guy that I was actually really excited about. I was still getting over my ex, and you guys know how that is when you're still sad until you meet a new person. That really is how it works.
Yes.
So I just had a lot set on this date.
Yeah.
2 hours before I'm supposed to walk out the door and meet him for dinner, I get a text message.
Read it.
I'm gonna pull it up.
Okay.
Hey, I need to be a flake. Sorry, I can't tonight.
Sophia walks out of her bedroom. She hands me her phone. She sits down next to me, has a panic attack. I read it. I start having a panic attack. We're sitting there. You were so upset. What a fucking...
On a level 1 through 10, I was a 10.
No.
So upset.
Because like you just said, the ex thing, this was the first guy you were excited about post ex, and also kind of like one of the first real dates with like a man.
And everyone knows how that is when you're getting over your ex.
Yes.
Anything that goes wrong with a new guy, it's fucking earth shattering.
Also, not to mention, on top of that, you had just gone above and beyond to make yourself look so fucking hot.
Yes.
The fact that now it's like,
I felt humiliated.
Yes.
You know?
Did you respond?
Alex, after, you know, hours of deliberation, we decided that I was going to respond, and I just said, no worries.
Okay. So that...
To which he proceeded, you know, down the road to reach out several times. I never answered him again.
That's right,
You dumb bitch.
You dumb fucking bitch.
You fuck with me one time, you will never, ever, ever, ever get a second chance.
Absolutely.
So I felt really, really bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess I'm just going to sit in my room and go into like an actual scary, deep, dark hole of depression that I don't know if I'll be able to crawl out of.
Mm-hmm.
And I call my mom and she says, you need to fucking go out.
Yeah.
You need to like do something.
Go to the club. Go rage. Your mom knows.
She knows. I get on my trusty, handy dandy dating app, Raya. And I... you know, just machine gun, send out 10 of the same message to 10 different guys.
Machete
message.
What
are you doing tonight? What are you doing tonight? What are you doing tonight? What are you doing tonight? And I had some guys that were like, oh, like, you know, I don't really have plans. Like, what are you thinking of doing? I had some guys that said that they couldn't hang out. I had some guys that were like, I wouldn't be able to see you until way later. I had one guy say, I'm sending you an Uber. It will be picking you up at 8 p.m. and we will have dinner. And you know who that guy was?
Superman! What a fucking baller. That just gave me chills. I don't know why I've heard the story like 19 times, but it's so good.
It's so good.
Because every fucking guy, like, I don't know, like, would you want to, it's like, shut the fuck
it's
up.
It's like, tell me what to do.
Yeah, tell me what to do, bitch.
Girls want to be told what to do. Some feminists are like, fuck off. But
he took control.
Yeah.
The fact that he's like, you've got an Uber coming at 8, we're going to dinner, be ready. Like, that's so fucking hot.
Yes. So, but even then, I actually like called my mom and I was like, Mom, that guy that you matched with wants me to go.
The guy that doesn't drink with his dogs.
Yeah, like, I don't think I want to go. And she just said, Sophia, you need to go.
Yeah.
I got ready, I went, and the rest is history.
God, he must have been like, this bitch looks so beautiful for some reason tonight. You're like, I've been prepping for 8 hours.
I'm like, no, this is just the way you're like, I look. Oh, I just rolled out of bed. Not a big deal.
That is such a baller example for men all around the fucking world that listen to this podcast. Like, when a girl wants to do something, but like, you know all the memes of how indecisive we are, the fact that he just gave you a date, he got you a car, and he's like, this is where, he already had reservations, I guess. That's just so fucking great.
Right. And how wild, because we started talking in quotation marks 2 months prior.
Right.
So like, for him, I came out of the fucking woodwork.
Right.
He had not heard from me for 2 months. Right. Pretty much.
You guys are just sitting in each other's like dating app messages. Yeah. Just like,
and it wasn't even like hey, how have you been? It was like, tonight, what are you doing?
That was so beautiful.
Which, I know, which I guess he that night ended up canceling a super important meeting he had.
Oh, for the date?
For the
date.
Oh,
so he had like a feeling.
He said he had a feeling. He was like, I just like knew that there was something there. I don't even know how to describe it. So I just did it. Guys, that is just kind of like the beginning, because
then you thought he was a serial killer, and we'll get into that one day.
The first few months of dating him is like just as bizarre and wild.
It's wild.
I just wanted to tell that story because, I mean, we met on a dating app.
Well, I also think that
and that was serendipitous in itself.
Yes.
You know?
That story is fucking awesome. Yeah. I also think that, like, anyone that is, I've been there, and I've told, like, some of my friends that are recently single, like, there is just something sometimes about, you look at your phone and you see someone in your dating app and they're asking you to go on a date and you're sitting and you're watching Netflix and eating food and you're like, would I rather do this than go on that date? Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just takes you getting the fuck out of bed and going, because had you not been ready for that first date, you wouldn't have gone on a date with Suit Man, and you probably would have never met him.
Right.
So it's like, if you are some nights when you're just like, I don't want to go, force yourself to go, because I promise you there are some nights that like I've gone and had the worst dates, but then I also have gone and had the fucking best dates.
You won't have the best date unless you get out of your house.
Dude, I literally met the Canadian on a dating app too, and I didn't want to go out that night when he was in town, and I was like, I don't feel like fucking going, but I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go.
Yep.
And I was in a bad mood, and then the minute I got there, and then there I was.
I mean, and guys, that's not to say Alex and I did not have our fair share of going and meeting up with guys and being like, I would like to die.
I actually think we could talk about that next week. My series of dating, and it was horrible.
Because
remember that? Like, Sophia and I have both had horrible, horrible dates. If you guys want us to talk about that, we can. We went through some fucking shitty ass times.
Oh yeah. I want to talk to them about how we both on separate occasions had guys follow us to our apartment and like try to get in.
Oh.
Just casual.
Wait, I know.
Cash.
I'm like, oh, wait, yes. That shit was fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
And for me specifically.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let's talk about that next week.
Okay. Oh man.
Do as the Romanoffs do. Fuck them and fuck them good.
And fuck them long.
Roman swipes, bitches.
Too many of you are splooging all up in that pussy and getting bitches pregnant, and it's not okay.
And it's like, do that, but at least last longer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Guys, Roman swipes, they're easy, they're effective to use, and they clinically help you last longer.
Also, they come in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipe packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it, so you don't need to be scared that she's going to catch you swiping that all up on your dick.
Mm-hmm. So guys, go to GetRoman.com/daddy and you can get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. Again, that is GetRoman.com/daddy. I can see it in your eyes.
So I think we got to go to questions.
Okay. Do you want me to handle it? You take a nap.
Please, for the love.
Take yours tea as I... enter into
questions
of the week. Alicky licky. Ooh, ze. Questions of the motherfucking week.
I like that. Okay.
All right. Let me grab my lube and we're ready to go.
Fathers, I want to fuck my doctor. LMAO. How does one go about doing this? I'm sure that would seem pretty risky for him, but can you think of any scenario in which this could happen? He's so young for a doctor and hot as fuck.
Oh.
So this is the thing is, if you're really going to try to go for it, I hope you have like a backup doctor, because
yeah, because that could be awkward as fuck.
It could be really awkward. And if he's not feeling it, you need to be prepared for that. And he may ask to not have you as a patient.
See, the thing is again, I don't know if you have like a medical condition, but it's hard because you don't go to the doctor that often. So you kind of have like a one shot and then like see you in a few months or even like a year kind of vibe.
But I get how it's inappropriate. So like, what could she do to make it like the least?
Okay, so my first thing would be, if she's in the room with him, try and make small talk. Force it. Be like, oh, like, are you from here? You start small conversations. I don't know how close you are with your doctor already. Then slowly you're like, oh, like, are, do you have a girlfriend? Mm-hmm. Just be fucking kind of blunt like that. Yeah. Like, oh, do you have a girlfriend? And then if he says no, then
I think like towards the end of your appointment, you just gotta kind of do a Hail Mary. Yeah. And I think you can just maybe invite him to something you're doing.
Even, yeah.
So that it's not like a date.
And even if you say something, trying to keep it a little bit professional, where you're like, I do not mean to be super forward, but I would love to like grab drinks with you at some point if you'd be down for that. I'm gonna leave my number and like feel free to like reach out.
Yes. I've been watching a lot of Sex and the City lately because I am a basic hoe. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that a lot of times when one of the characters is going to like meet a guy for the first time, they do it so casually where the guy is like, oh, come stop by this event I'm going to be at.
That's like, I feel so New York too, though. Is like it? If you live in Ohio, it may not be like, hey, come stop by the,
That's
you know,
true.
But like for New York, you'd be like, oh, hey, like my friend's having like an art exhibit. Like come stop by.
Okay. See, cause if you can do something like that, that's like the most,
like,
you know,
hey, do you like
low
art
key, or unassuming way to do it.
Or music, something.
Yeah.
Good luck, girl.
I've had a doctor I wanted to fuck before,
and you did fuck him.
I was like, are you sure you don't do gynecology? you promise
here, just take a quick look.
Let's see if you'd be good at it.
What?
Since Valentine's Day is coming up, can you guys talk about how to do the whole lingerie thing? It can get so awkward if you're shy.
Oh.
Like, when do you put it on? How do you walk out? What do you say?
Okay, so this happened to me the other week, and I literally want to fucking kill myself because I literally am such a fucking idiot, and I got so high out of my mind before I did it, and I thought it would be a good idea because I'm like, hey, high sex is great sex, but I didn't have the lingerie on. So I looked at him, which is, I think, a good like little, I think I said like, I have a surprise for you, babe, like hold on. And then I started, well, no, we started
making out.
Oh my
God, you gave him the heads up before?
We started making out really heavily, and we were like getting hot and heavy, and then I just like stopped him and I was like, I'll be right back, I have a surprise for you. And
okay,
I think
so
he was like,
still
what the fuck
hot.
It is. Then I got into the bathroom, which this is where it wasn't fucking hot. I get into the bathroom,
I imagine looking in the mirror like, my face is morphing.
Wait, Sophia, you have no idea. I was trying to latch on the garter thing to the fucking thigh highs, and I had acrylic nails on, and I was high, and I'm trying to stick this thing into the fucking hole,
and time goes by so slow, so you're like, it's been 45 minutes.
Dude, I was like, we're now kicking into the hour mark. He's literally not hard anymore, and he's asleep, and I am in that bathroom, and when I tell you guys, I couldn't get the bra on, and then I couldn't get the fucking thigh highs attached to the garter.
The garter's the worst
and
part.
And I was so mad too, because it was some of the hottest lingerie I've ever worn.
Purchased.
So I was so excited, and it took me so fucking long, and I was having a panic attack, and
so
I wanted
what
to
happened?
I ended up just
naked.
No, like half of it on, half of it off. No, I went out there, I didn't even latch on the back of the garter thing. I was like, fuck it. But I at one point was gonna give up.
So it's just like dangling off. He's like,
no, I really at one point was going to say I quit and throw in the towel. No, I'm not kidding. I sat down on the toilet at one point and was like, had a heart attack, and then got back up and went back down.
I can imagine Alex is on YouTube, how to attach garter belt.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, it got so sad. And then you're in there overthinking it. So if you are an idiot like me, and you think that you may be intoxicated or high, or you just fucking can't get it on right, and you're just gonna be nervous, my advice would be, find a time like right when you know that you guys are going to be getting back to, or like you guys would be hooking up.
Okay.
And put on the lingerie. If you're going before, out in an outfit to dinner that you're like fully covered up and you have like a freaking turtleneck on and stuff, wear it underneath. But if right. your outfit obviously would show, I would just find a time, even just lie and be like, hold on, babe, like my mom called me. I need to take this phone call. Go into the bathroom, fake the phone call like I always fucking do. Put the whole thing on, put your hoodie back on and go back and hang out with him. Okay. And then it's on. And then when he tries to take right. off your clothes, it's on.
Because if not, you're going to be in that restroom right. freaking out. Well, also part of her question was, what do you say? That is such a great question. Ooh. Because when you walk out, I've been there.
Yeah. When you put your lingerie on, some girls are going to freak out and get nervous and be like, oh my God, I just want to get on top of him and like, get
hurry go, and like get, force yeah, him to make start, out with yeah. me. Yeah.
And what I think, if you got to find the confidence, you walk into that room. If he's sitting down, you literally, if he's laying on the bed, like pull him up, get him on the edge of the bed. And I think you literally look at him in a really sexual way and be like, do you like it? And you start rubbing yourself, turn around, let him check your ass out.
I was
going
to say, do the turn around, yes, like, and show
like,
him.
Like, just like, baby, do you like this? And then you lean down, you start making out with him. And yeah, then, yeah.
That's
and like,
the go-to.
And literally take his hand and like put it on you.
Right.
We have a man writing in.
Yes.
I need your help ASAP. He DM'd and emailed us, okay?
What?
So, during the past week that I've been going to the gym, I have noticed this lady, she is a MILF, coming to the gym. This is where it gets like a little confusing. He says, there hasn't been really any convo between us except just saying hi. So that's interesting that they're already, like, they say hi, I guess. But there's been a lot of eye contact and smiles. I don't know. Maybe I'm biased, but my sixth sense kind of tells me that she's down. So I want to know, what would be the next move? How should I approach her without being awkward? Or how can I make sure that she's down to fuck? Also, to mention, I'm 21 and I think she's about 40. Love you, Daddy Gang. I like stalked his picture and he like looks like a man. Like he's a 21-year-old, but he's a man. He's got like a man bun.
Okay,
like,
got it.
So we've talked about the gym before. We've talked about how the water fountain is like a watering hole for people. So yeah. like that is the one appropriate time. If you see her at the water fountain, you could go over and pretend you're about to get water too and then try to strike up a combo there. Yeah.
I was going to say, if she is a really avid gym goer.
Yeah.
Like a lot of those MILFs are, the ones that I'm imagining from like Draper, Utah, right. where I'm from. It's like MILF City.
Yeah.
If you go up to her, and this is going to sound like the opposite of what we've said in the past, but if you go up to her and ask her about her workout and what she's doing,
yeah.
I think for some reason, older women, especially the ones that work out a lot, they yeah. like that
Actually,
type of thing.
Actually, I think that even if you're leaving or something and you bring up like, hey, like, not to come off forward,
yeah,
but, like,
but I
do notice you like doing some like serious workouts, like yeah, you look yeah, great, yeah. like something like that. MILFs fucking love that shit. And
yes.
then you just got to be fast and to the point and be like, I would love to get a drink with you. Because
yep.
again, these yep. women are older. They don't have time for like the stupid bullshit.
Yep.
And so just
and a lot
forward.
Of times MILFs want to fuck.
Yeah, that's like
they
the
have
point.
Kids and they can't like be going out right. and going to Chili's and dilly dallying. Right. They're like, come sneak in through the back and
right.
fuck me.
Boom.
Alex, this one I really need you for.
Okay.
Because I think you're a little bit better at this than me.
Oh.
Fathers, I'm wondering if you have any tricks for reading your man's texts or snaps without the notifications going away. My man left his phone in the room with me and I know his password. My man left his phone in the room with me and I know his password. Multiple girls were Snapchatting him and texting, but I was hesitant to go through his phone because I didn't want the notifications to disappear from his lock screen and have him question if I went on his phone for that. Please help.
Okay. If you don't want the notifications to be gone and everything, if you're in desperate need, I would say go look at everything and then turn his phone off. And he'll come back and be like, what the fuck happened to my phone? And then like he's like, oh, maybe it just turned off. And like
oh.
he wouldn't think. So you do your shit and then quickly turn it off.
That's actually like not the worst idea.
Right?
Because I really was like unsure.
Then the other thing is on Snapchat, there is like a little hack that you can view someone's snap without it fully showing you opened it yet. And I can't remember what it is like, but it's you press on it and
I know
you,
you like move it to the side.
Yeah.
But you don't go all the way.
Yeah.
But that's for that person to not know, I thought.
No. It still shows that you haven't opened it because then it's still waiting there for you.
Oh, okay.
So maybe slide it a little bit. But again, Snapchat's like a little riskier. I may not open. I mean, honestly, though, if you want to open like one and see if like if there's a bunch, so you can kind of see the nature of what you think is going on.
Exactly. So I was going to say, like, try to see the stuff on the iPad or on something else. Or honestly, sweetie, if you have a really sneaking suspicion, like, who cares if you think you're crazy? I was going to say,
if you're at the point where you literally think that all these girls are, like, sliding in and you see these text messages, then I think you just fucking open it. Also, but if you go to your text, like, you can see
the first few words.
You can see, like, the first two sentences. So I think just open it and see if you see something like, I want to suck the cum out of your fucking big fat juicy cock.
I
want
to suck the cum ..
Right. I would say, like, open it or you don't even need to. But yeah.
I mean, if you want to just really be ridiculous, you could be like, oh my God, I swear I thought this was my phone for a second. I was so confused.
But then I read the dripping cum out of your cock and I realized you're a fucking
Who cares? Yeah. Like,
who cares? Just open it.
It's fine. Trust me, guys. All the guys I've dated think I'm nuts.
Or literally just, ooh, what about this? Go through and read all of them and then select, delete all of his text messages. And then it will, I've had that before when I open my phone and all of a sudden my, like, none of my texts are there for a second. So he may think something happened and malfunctioned. Not your fault. You read. You're good. He's not. Okay. Devil. Okay. We have, this one is just too funny.
Okay.
It's just so entertaining.
Okay.
Okay. Dear daddies, please help me. My boyfriend of almost 3 years, who we have had a really rocky relationship with him, is coming out of his bachelor lifestyle and is trying to get into the commitment stages, just told me that when he is older, such as 60 or 70, he will live out his fantasy of having sex with a younger girl and having sex with a midget. I don't judge fantasies, but of course, as any girl would, freak out, I did. He says that he wants to commit to me for life and he wants me as his life partner and only wants to be with me, but he will live out those fantasies when he is older and near the end of his life. It's hard for me to feel like I should stay with him if he's just going to end up basically cheating on me because I'm not okay with it. Or am I overreacting because at that age, I probably won't care at that point, or will I? He told me that he's telling me this now so I could make the decision on it if I wanted to stay with him or not. Please help.
I'm going to need some serious clarification. When he hits, so he's going to be in a committed relationship.
When he hits 60 or 70, he needs to fuck a midget and he needs to fuck a younger girl. And he wants to let her know ahead of time.
Can it be a younger girl midget?
Ooh, put it like a little 2-in-1 combo.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be a young woman and a midget. And it is on his list and there's no exceptions. He will lose the love of his life if she's not down because he needs to fuck the midget and the girl. Like, what the fuck? If I were you.
If a guy's ever giving me an ultimatum,
I'm going to say fuck off.
But, sweetie, I'm sure he'll forget about that.
I know. I'm like, also,
I doubt when he is 70, he's like, oof,
that midget. I can't stop thinking about the young girl and the midget.
Also, I
I can't. Okay.
I never want to offend people. Who am I kidding? What? We offend people, but I think they are supposed to be referred to as little people.
Yes.
That's not our fault, though, because she wrote midget in the question.
So I don't know. I would fucking leave him. Leave his ass. That just sounds like an annoying, complicated situation. I don't like it. Get rid of him.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question that is extremely, extremely different than any question we read. Because I'm like, you know.
Let's spice it up.
Yeah.
Let's hit him with a little differential. Yeah. Oh.
This person wrote, and he is wondering if we like country music, if we want kids, and if we only speak and understand English.
He's like, is the last question going to be like, and do you want to come to Dubai? He wants to shit on us.
I am 99% sure he
wants to hire us for a night.
Yes, but
we first. That's have to, okay. Do we like country music?
I like kind of like the pop country music. Like I will fucking throw down to some Shania Twain, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift isn't country anymore. Right. I hate answering. That's my least favorite question in the world. If anyone knows one thing about me, I hate when people ask me what kind of music I like. This is a very random thing, but like I have this like overwhelming anxiety when people ask me what
because
kind of music.
Because you don't know anything. No, you like genuinely like don't know anything about music.
No, I do. I do. Oh. Sophia,
you were playing Motion City soundtrack like their banger from 11 years ago this morning.
I like the oldies, the goodies. Hey, okay. No, but listen.
Fallout Boy. She's been listening to Fallout Boy.
Where is your boy tonight? I hope. No, but listen. To answer your question, sure, I like country music.
Yeah, I think it can be fun.
What was the other question?
Do we want kids?
Yes.
Yes.
If you asked me 2 years ago, I would have been like, fuck off. But I just
decided. Not for a minute.
But I found a heart. I think it's because of therapy. Yeah, I do want kids. Not for a minute, though.
Do you only speak and understand English?
I can do sign language.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that about you.
Because you don't ask. You don't ask. You never ask. You don't even.
You know, sign language isn't just like pointing.
Yes.
And like.
Sophia.
Okay,
can you
people
spell
can't
your name?
See my hands. Yeah. I can understand Spanish.
Sophia.
I can't really speak
no,
it anymore.
No. We've gone some all. Places and you've whipped it out. It's like a little bit
it's
of like.
It's like a Spanglish that comes out in the dark of the night.
It gets me excited. I think it's cool. I'm always like, hey, go. Say it.
Like when we went to Mexico and you made me go talk to customs.
Yes.
So, yes, Alex and I will come to Dubai.
You can poop on our chests. We will do that for you. Okay, guys, that is it for Call Her Daddy this week. The trail continues.
Okay.
As we venture through the woods, and it's a journey, and it's
the
mountain.
And the personal accounts are really going to lead you to
the
trail.
Journey. But the trail is, like, starting, and it started last week, and now the trail continues.
And there will be surprises every
it's kind of like Lent or what is it no no you know
a when, labyrinth
no when
a
you,
maze
no oh five 25 days of Christmas no what's the calendar where you poke it out
we
you get a
to,
gift
we need day. To get off of the microphone now.
I think we're overtired.
Okay,
guys,
we love
go
you
follow
guys.
Us on Instagram. Mine is Alexandra Cooper.
I'm Sophia the Neff Franklin with a Y.
Okay, we need to go. We love you guys. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye guys.